Favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dwayne, my garden knowledge is getting a little better since visiting with you for a couple of years on the garden show here now.
We'll keep improving in it, Paul. I'm going to keep doing this. I think it's a good show, and it's fun, and people have a lot of questions.
That's right. Well, you've been busy over here in Madison already this morning.
Was there at 6:30 this morning, and we got a semi-load of sod for the Grand Park by the Grand Theater on Main Street of Madison. It's all laid already. Just got done.
Wow. You're quick.
Well, we got a had a lot of volunteers yesterday and today. Yesterday, we planted a lot of pollinator plants, wildflowers. We put in big boulders in there. We had a big crane this morning that put in a big rock, and because we couldn't drive on the concrete, so we dropped it in with a big crane, and it looks pretty awesome there.
Yeah, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that park right next to the Grand Theater here in Madison.
You know, for us older people, it's where Kenyon Drugstore used to be.
That's right.
And Sears. And they tore down the buildings there, and to improve Main Street of Madison, got a lot of local dollars donated to that and some grants. So I have to thank everybody for their financial support of that. And then there was a lot of volunteers the last couple days. What we did, they brought in all new dirt. We took all the dirt out of there, new dirt. Henderson did that. Crowett's poured new sidewalks. We have colored concrete in there. There's going to be instruments in there for people to play. There's going to be area for workout, which Paul and I will be in there a lot. And Heather Nursery's part of it was to help coordinate all that. So I've been helping coordinate that. It's a pollinator garden. So there's a lot of, like I said, pollinator type flowers and wildflowers, and we got arborvitaes in there, and some people donated trees. So it's going to be a fun park.
Yeah, it really is coming together really nicely. I was over there yesterday with you, Dwayne, and a lot of people volunteering.
We had 12 volunteers yesterday, and I think we had 8 or 9 this morning, and so that's awesome. And if we did our horticulture plant of the day, I said it was sod, because we laid it sod.
Yep.
And also the concern of it was to put the green side up, because you know when you lay sod, for 50 years I've laid sod, and every time somebody has to come and say, green side up.
Yeah, that'd be helpful, that put the green side up when you're laying. Is that hard to do, lay sod, or do you got to water it a lot? How does that work when you lay sod, and where do you get it from?
We installed the irrigation system, okay? So irrigation system was put in end of last week. And so we are blessed to have irrigation in there. So their water is already turned on. So the sod is being watered right now. Sod came from Fairfax, Minnesota, from Tim's Sod Farm. Met him for the first time this morning. And sod was very nice. But you know what? Even from when we started laying at 8 o'clock this morning till now, you can tell that it needed water. It loses its sheen. And so we get water on it right away. So we're going to water it 45 minutes at a time in different zones and 3 times a day for the next 2 weeks to get that sod established.
Okay. That'd be interesting to tour a sod farm. Never been to one.
That's pretty flat. A golf course.
You got to keep the weeds out too, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, definitely. In this whole sod, I saw one dandelion and one clover plant.
Wow, okay. That's pretty good then.
Very good. I pulled them out.
All right. We're moving along here on the garden show. As always, we open up the phone lines for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320 598-7301. 598-7301 with any lawn or garden question. And we already touched on what the plant of the day is, and it was sod, Dwayne said.
Yeah, green side up.
Green side up. All right. And then our
hortic. Let me tell you a little bit about sod.
Okay.
If you sod and it gets to be a drought, the first thing to turn brown is where you sod it even 20 years ago. Sod doesn't root as good as grass seed, okay? Grass seed has to go look for, and I don't know what, it's just a fact of life. The first places you'll see that goes dry, if you don't have irrigation, that is, if you don't give it water, is where you've sodded, because it doesn't root as good as grass seed. So what I do is I sprinkle grass seed underneath the sod so you get some of that established
to
get roots to go deeper.
Oh, smart, yeah. Okay.
Tricks of the trade.
The tricks of the trade. There you go. Well, let's get into some of our questions here, Dwayne. A few of our listeners have called in already. Is it a good time to start putting perennials in?
I think any time's a good time to put perennials in. But our motto is fall is for planting, and we're already in September now. And so, yeah, it's a good time. If you're going to transplant perennials, I would water them good like the day before so that there's a lot of moisture in that perennial, and then dig it up and move it and then make sure you keep it moist. I bought a mess of iris because I couldn't find the right iris from a gentleman in Florida a number of years ago, and he kind of bawled me out. He said, you guys plant your perennials way too late. He says, we plant perennials in the heat, and you want to plant them earlier so they establish this in the, before the winter. So he says September is a great time to be planting your perennials.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
Well, get her done.
Get her done. All right, our next question from one of our listeners. We're talking about grapes here. Purple grapes just about ready, but are starting to split. How come?
I'd say too hot.
Too hot?
Too warm.
Okay.
Too warm, warm, and they're probably ripe enough, so you should probably be picking them.
Okay.
You know, they can get overripe, you know, too ripe. So pick them. Even if they're watering, sometimes uneven watering, too much water, not enough, too much water. You want to keep them evenly moist or evenly dry. But, you know, if you're watering them, you got to keep them evenly moist. I'd say the temperature was 90-some degrees and it's been warm. That's causing some of the cracking, but they're still good.
And it sounds, looks like it's going to be warm for the next week in the high 80s.
Well, not by the calendar I saw. They're supposed to only be 72.
Oh, okay. Well, it's hot today.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yesterday I have had a hard time with the heat. I know it's not. It's only 11 o'clock, but it doesn't seem as nearly as warm as yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our next question then. What or how do I get rid of creeping Jenny? It's all over their yard.
I also got a question here that relates to that. Says, how do you get rid of creeping Charlie? Yeah. Creeping Charlie and creeping Jenny, okay? They're both kind of hard weeds to kill. But if you use 2,4-D, that's not going to touch them. If you use a product called Weed Free Zone, which Heather sells, it'll knock those out. It'll take out Creeping Jenny and Creeping Charlie. And fall is the best time to plant. If you don't want to do it on a 90-degree day, but after it cools off a little bit, then spray Weed Free Zone.
All right, Weed Free Zone, okay.
I sell a lot of that.
Okay. Yeah, that Creeping Charlie, is that a problem this year, Dwayne?
It's all over. It always is. It likes to grow in the shade, and then it kind of expands out. It spreads by underground rhizomes, underground stems. And it's a little plant, little round leaf, kind of a little bronzy tinge to it. And in the cooler season, it shoots up a little blue flower. And it's just invasive. But Creeping Charlie and Creeping Jenny can be killed by Weed Free Zone.
Okay.
Roundup doesn't even kill it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Seems like a fertilizer.
Okay. Yeah, here's a perennial. I think we touched on this a couple weeks ago, but what is a good ground cover perennial for shade?
Creeping Charlie.
What do you got?
No. We did talk about that. Sweet woodruff, that's kind of a neat plant. It has a palmate flower or leaf, and flower's white. Lamium has a variegated green, silver, white leaf, which is pretty and grows crazy in the shade. Ajuga is cool. Next year, I just ordered, I'm going to have like 5-6 different colors of ajuga. That'd be kind of fun to put in the shade. So there's a lot. Stop in, I'll show you some.
Okay. Well, that's the end of our questions, Dwayne. So I'll let you have the floor here. What's happening
over in Dawson?
Yeah, let's talk football. We'll be
Paul and I are going to go do football this afternoon down in New Ulm. That'll be fun. Looking forward to the start of the football season.
That's right. At 4 o'clock kickoff, not a 7 o'clock. Like usual, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Johnson Field in New Ulm. Looking forward to that. So.
Well, back to gardening a little bit. It's a great time to plant in the fall. We've been selling a lot of trees. Just have an order in front of me for sugar maples and autumn blaze maples. Planted a lot of trees in the Biome Park in Madison, and also in the Grand Park. Planted a lot up in Holloway. We got a guy coming picking up 200 trees tomorrow that he's going to plant. His whole farmyard, both of his farmyards were wiped out. So he's planting bigger trees at his farmyard. So
all the same kind of tree, or?
No, we're learned in this life, Paul, that variety is the spice of life. So he's going to plant all different kinds of trees. We started last year in his yard and planted a lot of ornamental trees, evergreen trees. He's going to put a row of different types of maples. We have lindens and locusts and many trees, and we have a good selection on hand. We also have a good selection of apple trees right now. I think I told you a couple weeks ago we just got a semi-load of trees that we had ordered 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
So we've got a good supply right now, so if you're looking for trees or shrubs, hydrangea bushes right now are absolutely gorgeous. And we have a good selection on. There's a new one out this year. I don't have any left, but we got some more for next year. It's called Little Hottie. And it's a smaller hydrangea, and it flowers like crazy. So I would definitely get one of those planted in my yard.
Awesome. All right. Tell us about your locations and when you're open and what you got.
We're open all the time, seems like. Give me some place. Give me a call. We're located in Madison on Main Street of Dawson, and in the Smith Edition of Montevideo. Glad to help you out. You know, we do all different kinds of things. We talk a lot on the garden show about gardening and trees and shrubs. We also have a floral department. We have some fantastic people doing design work there. So if you need flowers for any occasion, we can help you out there, or we can help you send flowers worldwide, because we are a telefloral florist. So we kind of been doing this 50 years now, so we kind of got the kinks out, so I think we know what we're doing.
There you go. You do know what you're doing, Dwayne.
Well, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dwayne, and I'll pick you up in a few minutes.
That'd be awesome. Waiting for you, Paul.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another green garden show here on Q92.